Hi, it's Mac. It's McCogan here in Audioboo on a gorgeous 10th of July afternoon, 1:40 p.m. I'm just taking a walk up the town through the parks as usual this time. At this point, I've just entered what's known as the Meadow Park, the first stage, which is basically the local authority's park. The people's park, if you like. Big grass park surrounded by trees and the burn and things like that. I'm just painting a wee picture of where I am at the moment, and it's so warm. It really is warm today. What I wanted to talk about was, in my mind anyway, intrusion into my privacy by someone who's related to me. And I'll tell you what happened. While we were over on holiday in Spain just recently, and we were there with my wife's sister and her man, and we've been on two or three holidays abroad with them now. Get on great with them, and I do like my brother-in-law very much, although he has his faults, don't we all? But it was well into the holiday, almost towards the end of the second week. And he's a great one for this Facebook keeper. I heard Fyman Rich talk about that in an audio I just listened to. So, but Alan's not the technical guy or the technophobe guy. He doesn't even really know how to utilise all the facilities, or most of the facilities, on his super-duper mobile phone. He likes to keep up with his son and daughter when they get a new phone. He'll go and get a new phone, and he'll get one like theirs, because all the things they can do with their phones. But he can't do it because he's not technically minded in any way whatsoever. In fact, he's constantly asking me questions about how can I set this up, and how do I set my phone up for going abroad, and all that kind of stuff. But he got into Facebook about a year ago and really annoyed the pants off his daughters and son, because he got onto Facebook and then he found them on Facebook and he friended them, and then he was looking at what they were doing, and then maybe they would come in from work and he would say, "Oh, what's that you've been doing with your pal?" And that, and of course they realised they'd been on Facebook and found out. And I think they're just... I'm surprised actually they haven't unfriended him to stop him looking at their stuff. But, so in other words, he's kind of dangerous that way, you know, looking at people's things. Anyway, I have a Facebook page. I've had it for a while now, but I never post anything directly. I know that some photographs and some posts that have been cross-platformed, etc., from other things I do, possibly still doing so. I really need to go and have a look at that to see exactly what is being posted up on my behalf without my knowledge, as it were. But anyway, so going back to the position where we were at near the end of holidays, he was sitting playing with his phone. And all through the holidays, this is what a major annoyance, but I'm going to talk about this on another piece of audio to do with the holiday. He's always on his phone, not necessarily phoning, but checking and looking for texts and emails and things like that. So towards the end of the holiday, he was sitting playing with his phone while we were lazing out at the villa. And he said to me, "When did you change your name?" So I asked him what he meant. And he says, "Look." And he showed me my Facebook page with my photograph, but with my pseudonym that I use on the Facebook page. It does involve McCogan, but there's another name as well. No matter. And he said, "I was just looking at your Facebook page." And I asked him, "How did you get that?" He says, "Oh, I just went looking." Now, there's no way he would get it with a pseudonym. Absolutely no way on this earth would he get it with a pseudonym. So my guess is that somehow, because of, I don't know how the whole Facebook thing works, where it picks up on areas, you know, like, for example, if he stays in the local area, which he does, a few miles away, that Facebook picks up on people in his immediate area, and do you know this person or that person, and invariably there's a long, long list, scrolling list of people you might know, but probably have never seen or heard of in your life. But anyway, I'm guessing that's what he did. I'm guessing he just went scrolling through to see who could pick up on in the neighbourhood. He came across my photograph and then had a look and noticed that I had a different name completely, but it was my face. And so he was able to look at my Facebook page. Now, I haven't friended him, but he obviously had it on his phone. And he hadn't asked to friend me on Facebook. So I said to him, when he said that he'd just been looking, I thought, well, why were you looking for me? And he said, oh, I wasn't really looking for you. I was just looking at things, and then I spotted your face and the different name. And I thought, oh, yeah. And I thought, well, I said to him, look, I don't really use Facebook, so. Oh, you've got a lot of things on here. Aha. I thought, now he's going to look at all the stuff on my Facebook page that he can look at, stuff that's on public. And he's going to know a lot about me. I know there's some Audioboo up there, so he could then find out that I was on Audioboo under that pseudonym of McColgan. And what else could he go looking at? Could he go looking at Twitter? Could he find all what I've been doing? And to be perfectly honest with you, I was so shocked that he had done this. The first opportunity I got, still on holiday, I went into my Facebook page and I blocked everything from everybody. A sort of a panic measure, if you like. But it was only really to stop him from looking, delving further and finding out. I don't want him reading my tweets. I don't want him reading my Facebook page or even listening to my audio and audioboo. I was so damn shocked, you know. I almost blew my top at him to say, you know, along the lines of, you're a dangerous guy, you know, with that bloody Facebook. You know, if you aren't annoying the pants off your kids, you know, by looking at what they're doing, now you're going delving into my stuff. And I was so damn angry. But as I said, I went in as soon as I possibly could on holiday and blocked everything. I need to go into Facebook, to be honest with you, on my desktop and have a proper look at it, make sure that I have blocked everybody. But you know, it was so damn annoying. He had no reason to go looking at my stuff, only because he got my photograph. And it makes you think, well, why bother putting a photograph? You could have a pseudonym, the most obscure pseudonym ever. But if you put a photograph up there and someone's just scrolling through and picks up, and as I said, it could be done by you know, the location-wise in your neighbourhood, that someone can actually tag on and find out, you know, who you are and what you are. So it's made me think about photographs completely, you know. And I really don't want to take down my, you know, my avatars on Twitter and Audioboo. But this Facebook's a damn dangerous thing, isn't it? So I just wonder what you think about that, you know. Have you ever been caught out with something like that? You find that Facebook is right in the middle of the mix, and being able to attract people by what they do. I mean, Audioboo doesn't do it. I don't think Twitter does it, you know, by locality. But I'm pretty sure Facebook does. Have you had any experience with that? What do you think about that? Can you give me any advice? Should I take the photograph down as well? Should I just leave it as a blank avatar on Facebook? Or it's not that I want to close the Facebook page down. What I want to do is, because I do get links from a couple of people, Paul O'Mahony in particular, you know, we're as it were friends on Facebook, although, as I said, I very seldom ever put anything up there. But Paul does on a daily basis. And I've got a link to what Paul's doing, which interests me. So it's not as if I want to close the Facebook page down, but I'm just wondering about the photograph. Do you think I really should take it down? Have you found out that someone's caught on to you? And, you know, it's just got my whole mind buzzing. My whole mind's buzzing about the fact that even if I've blanked off everything on my Facebook page, as far as I know, once I double check, that he already knows I'm using a pseudonym that involves McColgan and another name. That he could then go, you know, and be really nosy and look on Twitter. Oh, you know, probably guess now he's probably on Twitter. I'll go looking for McColgan on Twitter, and he could find all my tweets. Can he find all my tweets? You know, if he hasn't linked to me at all on Twitter, I'm guessing he probably can. What's really worrying me is if he finds out about audio. I don't want him listening to my audio whatsoever, and it's really bugging me now. It's kind of been playing in my mind since that time that he could be tuning in, as it were, to my audio, and it's giving me a bit of a sore head, to be honest with you, that he could be doing that, and I don't know what to do about it. I'm concerned enough to consider changing. I don't know how can I even change my audio boo name? I mean, and even if I do, he could already be listening into the stuff that's there. I just don't know what to do. So basically, I'm looking for advice. What would you suggest? What would you advise? What's your feelings on that? So damn easy it seemed for him to find me anyway. I wish I hadn't put that picture up on Facebook. Anyway, let me know, please, what you think, and any help and advice on this. Reassurance. I guess that's what I'm looking for, reassurance. If there is possibly any reassurance with what's happened. But it really has. It's got my head going now, and I've almost come to dislike him now completely because of this whole thing. The thought that he could be driving his lorry on the roads of Scotland and listening in to my audio or following my tweets. Damn annoying. Anyway, let me know what you think, please. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.